I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Herbie, let's go!
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Get out of here, Tony Gill. You don't even work here anymore. It's the David Ross Show.
Chicago!
Cubs manager David Ross on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
I've probably had a little bit of rhythm, maybe. Like, I'll give myself a little bit of that. But, like, the real dancing, I'll leave to him. He's the rock star in this thing. I've slowed down a little bit in my old age. You get 3 kids, and now it's just, like, dad embarrassing dancing now. That's all I've got in my bag.
David Ross, World Series hero.
It showed a lot of character in our group, and I think that's the kind of guys we have. They care about one another. They have each other's back. They're willing to fight to the end, pick each other up. When the pitching's not carrying the load, the offense is grinding out at bats, trying to score runs, trying to keep us in the game. And then when the offense isn't going, the pitching's trying to do the same thing.
David Ross with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
That is excellent, Herbie. That's actually probably my favorite beat from the Doggy Style album of Snoop's. But I also like the Serial Killer song, too, because I'm a little bit weird. You know what's... While we wait for David Ross, do you know that I completely forgot about him being on Dancing with the Stars? Like, as we were talking about dancing, like, he legitimately learned how to dance on television. But I'm thinking more like club groove type thing. Like, guys are out on the road and maybe they're having a little bit of fun on the road.
And he was the runner-up of that season,
I believe. He was the runner-up. Cubs fans came out and they voted for Rossi to win. And even the Saturday Night Live bit. Like, I completely forgot about that. But, you know, so we had a little bit of fun at his expense. So we will talk with the Cubs manager coming up a little bit. I want to talk about last night and last night's game. And there's a lot of fun stuff that happened inside of the game. A lot of sentimental stuff. Yesterday was a really cool day over at Wrigley Field for a bunch of different reasons. So why not talk with the Cubs manager about that? David Ross now joins me on the Alpamonte Nissan hotline. Alpamonte Nissan out there in Melrose Park. If you don't feel like you have enough time to go to the lot, you can just go to apnissan.com and check it out. Shout out to everyone who's watching the show on Twitch today, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. And now, the manager of your Chicago Cubs, David Ross, joining me here on The Score. What's up, Rossi?
What's up, Lawrence? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really well, man. What was it like for you last night? Because I felt there was a really just great vibe around Wrigley Field yesterday.
Yeah, I would agree with you. You know, a couple days leading up to it, I've been kind of knowing John starting day one. Media's been asking about me. So it's like one of those things. Definitely been anticipating him coming in. I know he's had talked to him a little bit. He's got all his family in and coming in to help. Enjoy his time back here, bring back some memories. But I got to be honest with you, my heart was torn as that game was getting kicked off and seeing him and take the mound and the song that I remember singing in game 5 of the World Series as he takes the mound and I'm singing behind my mask. And a lot of memories came rushing in last night. Great memories. Also, you know, we got a job to do and trying to win a baseball game. So there's definitely my heart was conflicted a lot of the time, but I got to be honest, it was it's great to see the M and Schwarbs and a lot of former teammates and Davey and Starling.
So organizationally, you were good with them playing the walk-up music for Schwarber. I know you love Bone Thugs. So, I mean, so you were good with organizationally, like everyone kind of embracing it and then saying, let's play some baseball.
Yeah, I think that's actually, professional. And, you know, this thing it is a business at times, but listen, like, this guy put in a lot of hard work and gave a lot of great memories to the fans, to this organization, has done a lot of amazing things. Both those guys, Starling included, and Davey, big part of the success that, that happened around here. So why not take a minute and appreciate them? It has nothing to do with getting in the box and competing or anything. Doesn't go into, he's trying to get our hitters out. We're trying to score runs off him, and you know, that stuff's going to come. But the moments like, you know, him getting to walk out and his song and bringing back memories, I think it just shows an appreciation from an organization that values and valued his time here and is thankful.
Obviously, I don't know John as well as you do. You know him really well, but I've interviewed him enough times to know that he's not, the way that you approach him closing in on 200 wins is exactly the way that I think he would approach it, where he's like, look, they're not here to just give me a win. I have to fight. Like, I think that that guy understands better than most the level of competition that one has to play with at this level. And I've always respected it. So when I heard you saying, listen, we're not trying to get him closer to 200. We're trying to take care of business out here at Wrigley Field. I felt that and I appreciated it. And I imagine he probably did too.
Oh, of course. Of course. Listen, like, this guy knows what winning's about. And like, I remember, you know, you could visibly see he's a true pro and goes out there and competes and almost, you know, puts on that kind of, a kind of persona, like he takes the mound and it's all business. And you know, off the mound in the locker room, he's a little more, you know, lighthearted and will joke around, but he's got one mission in mind, and that's to win the baseball game. And I think he brought that type of attitude here. He wouldn't even look at, you could tell visibly on the mound, he wouldn't even like try to lock eyes with Wilson, or you could tell he wanted to take it all in, but knew he had to stay focused and locked in and try to compete to the best of his ability. That had to be extremely hard for him. I was looking at him out there on the mound and knowing he wanted to take all that in, wanted to feel the love from the fans, but wanted to stay focused and compete and do the best he could. So I'm glad that, at least for a little bit, we've got the pitcher hitting last night, where he got to like feel that before he got in the box and tip his cap, and hopefully today, he feels a lot more love from the fans. But yeah, it's at the end of the day, man, we're here to win baseball games. He knows that. I know that. All of us, their team knows that. Davey knows that. My team knows that. We're all here to try to win a baseball game, and we'll be friends afterwards or before, but during, we're out competing.
I know that you've got everything on the field to worry about. You're worried about your dugout, your clubhouse, everything else. Were you able to at least take a listen to the new PA guy? Because to have a 21-year-old dude be the PA guy at Wrigley Field is a really cool thing.
Yeah, I heard him practicing before the game. Sounds great. It was definitely, you know, new and exciting. Read a little bit. I guess his mom used to work at the, you know, at Wrigley, I think, or in the parking, was a parking attendant or something for Wrigley Field. I was reading about him a little bit in the notes I get before the game. I think it's really cool. I'm excited to meet him. But I got to be honest, there was a lot on my plate yesterday. I didn't lock in, but he sounded good during the game a little bit, I heard.
Yeah, for sure. Your team did some really cool things. And after the game, I was watching you talk about Adbert, and you weren't ready to give a lot of praise to Adbert. What did you think of his start?
I thought it was good. You know, I thought it was a young man that didn't have his best stuff that went out there and competed. I think that, you know, he's still learning sometimes to still be able to compete without the best stuff. His slider was a little bit flat. I think he had a lot of run to his fastball. The velocity was down on both pitches. Looked like he didn't throw many changeups. It looked like he was just feeling for his stuff and was still able to get through, give us five good innings so we could get to the bullpen. I think you have some of those starts, right? Like John, actually speaking to John Lester, you know, he used to say, you're going to have 10 good ones. You're going to have 10 crappy ones, or I think maybe it was five and five. You're going to have five games where you're unhittable. You have five games where you can't get an out. and what's going to make your or break your career, the ones in between, and how you compete and what you do when you're not at your best. You're just, you know, got to go out there and win, try to win a ball game or keep you in it. So I thought last night Abbert took a nice step in not having his best stuff, but still competing, giving us a chance to win for sure.
I enjoyed watching Tommy Nance go out there and throw peas. Well, what did you see with him?
Oh man, that was nice, wasn't it? You always worry about a guy taking the mound for the first time and how they're going to handle that environment. He's been a strike thrower in his career, but you never know when you add that extra deck on there and the fans and a real Major League Baseball game, how guys are going to handle those emotions. And when he threw strike one, I was like, "Ooh, this is real stuff." I thought he handled himself great. Went out, threw strikes. Great breaking ball looked like from the side. I got some bad swings, got some punch outs. I was happy for him.
Yeah, and it was you. I saw him, and I'm like, okay, big fella. First of all, like, that's a big man that's going out there. And then he was throwing hard, and he was dotting the strike zone. It was really, really cool. When it comes to the offense for your team, I also love seeing Jason Hayward be able to hit off of a lefty. And yes, it was John Lester, and he's going the opposite way out of the ballpark. What are the things that you're looking for with Jay Hay to kind of let you know that he's clicking on offensively?
Just his timing. You know, I thought it's been kind of coming and going. He'll have a good series and then just gets a little out of whack. I look at where he's commanding the strike zone, chasing up a little bit more this year than last year. I thought he was probably one of our best at bats on the team last year, the most consistent approach, staying in his strengths and not trying to get where teams are trying to get him to chase up. And when he's going bad, that's a little bit of it. And I think that has to do with timing. So I've actually seen him in Detroit. He looked really good at some balls hard. Even the outs he made yesterday were good swings, hard contact. The home run, the opposite field is always nice. We stand through the ball. When he's struggling a little bit, a lot of ground balls to the right side, where he's not staying through the baseball. Again, I think it comes back to timing. But I think Jay Hay's timing's starting to click, starting to connect. He's looked good in the box to me. He had good numbers off John. I think he's starting to find his rhythm.
Overall, with the team being at 500, how do you feel about where you're at?
Oh man, it was such a long way to go. I'm happy. We didn't start off great. The guys continue to work. I thought our starting pitching didn't start off great. They're continuing to work. We've been better. We've gotten better. The bullpen, has done a nice job. As hard as I've had to push those guys and use those guys, they've done a great job down there in the bullpen of staying ready. Guys are even, you know, when we had some guys go down and with injuries, you know, next man up mentality has been great. Nico's come up and played phenomenal. The big boys are getting going. Riz starting to swing the bat much better. Javi's starting to have better at bats. Hitting some homers. KB's at playing at an MVP level. Wilson Contreras started off really good. Went through a little bit of trying to get his legs underneath him, and now he's starting to swing the bat again. Happer's back. Get him going. Things are looking nice, man. I mean, like, look, it's going to be a long year. We've got to continue to compete. We've got to continue to try to be better. I don't think we can ever stop doing that. There's so many areas that we can be better in. But I'm happy. The guys come out and they play hard every day. They don't quit. There's a fight mentality to them. That's all you can ask from a group as a manager.
Two out of the last three starts for Kyle Hendricks, he's been really good. So in the games against Detroit and against the Dodgers, what things has he done that are repeatable?
Well, I would say actually three out of three were good starts. The one in Pittsburgh, the one against Pittsburgh here, he just got dinked and dunked to death. And, you know, that happens. But I would definitely say it was a better version of Kyle, you know, giving up that four in the first. We were scrambling after that. But I would say he's been a better better version of himself the last three times out. The guy that I recognize, the guy that commands the fastball, moves it in and out, up and down, and the off-speed plays off that. It's all about moving the fastball around for him. And when he's locked in, got good angle to his fastball, he's really good and he's got really good command.
Yeah, he does. I love watching him succeed, and because, you know, it's a pitcher, not necessarily a thrower. And watching him work through all of that stuff is pretty cool. Nico Horner's defense, he was a Gold Glove candidate, so it's not a surprise, but are you impressed with what you're seeing and what he provides for a team that's pretty good defensively?
Yeah, I am. You know, I think he's been impressive since day one, getting to manage him last year. He's just got that baseball mind. He always is trying to pick up a way to beat the opponent, to be better, to cover more ground, to have better at bats, to play winning baseball, to up his game and better his game on the bases, try to steal bases, try to take the extra. You saw the dirt ball read last night, ended up picking up as a big run. Like, listen, this guy's an all around great baseball player. And I really believe he's going to help us in a lot of different ways as the year continues. He just continues to grow, continues to learn, and wants to be great. So a lot of great intangibles from Nico, and he plays hard. But that defense, it really is special. He works on it. He puts in the work, and it shows every day.
Three more left against Washington. I feel stupid even asking you about this, but considering that the Cardinals series is coming up this weekend, how do you go about staying in the moment, but also knowing, hey, here's an opportunity to take on the team that's on top of the division?
Yeah, I mean, look, I honestly, like, we look forward to playing the division games and understand their importance. But you know, when you get ahead of the opponent in front of you, we got a Patrick Corbin, Max Scherzer ahead of us. Let's focus on today. I really is like, if I was, I would be doing everybody a disservice. We're talking about the Cardinals. Well, let's focus on the Nationals, try to play our best baseball today and then repeat that tomorrow and move forward and do that every day. We'll look up at the end. We'll be all right.
All right. So I got a personal question to ask you. So we had the radio station softball game last night. Like, we played and we got pounded, Rossi. Like, we got absolutely destroyed. And I was doing my old man thing. Like, they pulled me out of retirement and put me out there. And strangely enough, I ended up out in the outfield, which is a position that I've almost never played throughout my entire life. So if I got a problem with my manager, Lynn Bramer, who's the morning guy at WXRT, is our manager. I was going to get on the airwaves and call for him to be fired today, but I figured I got a chance to talk with you. How should I approach, you know, do I need to have a closed door meeting with him to tell him to get it together or what?
Yeah. You know, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I always feel like, you know, sending your message to the media is the wrong approach. Let me tell you that right now. You might want to like, just, you know, talk man to man, be adults, let's have a real conversation, tell him how you're feeling. Maybe he has some thoughts for you. But you know, to defend your manager a little bit, you know, you're only as good as the players you got out there in the field. I mean, if you stink, Lawrence, I can't, there's nothing I can do about that. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's just trying to protect you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that he was like, all right, let's see if we can get him out of the game without dying on the field. Like, that's basically what he was trying to do last night. Rossi, I appreciate the advice, and I will talk to you in a couple weeks. Good luck, man.
All right, Lawrence. Always a pleasure, man. Have a great week.
You too. That is David Ross, the manager of the Cubs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.